Well, greetings from Nashville, Tennessee, the Music City. I'm Adam Greenberg, and I'm your host for this podcast of Leaders to Give, Leaders to Inspire. Today, I want to talk to you about managing a hectic schedule. I have a lot on the go. I work as an executive for a large software company. I run my own not-for-profit, which is Leaders to Give. I run a leadership development company called Leaders to Inspire. Our not-for-profit oversees the operations for the Nuevo Creación Orphanage in Baja Mexico. We run retreats for leadership attendees. I'm working with the local Rotary Club, and we're organizing a trip to bring a number of Mexican students to Canada for a trip of a lifetime, an ocean kayak camping expedition. I also run a wine bar. We've just opened up a second location in the area hotel, and someone has donated some land to us and asked us to build a new facility to house children who've been abandoned by their parents due to neglect or abuse or addiction issues. In some cases, it's a sick mother, single mother of many children, and nowhere for her children to go while she receives treatment, and we'll make sure they have a great home. That sounds like a lot. I didn't even mention that I have a young family and obligations as a father and a husband and more. So there's a lot to do every day, and it can be quite hectic. Obviously, as a leader, I have people who work for me. I have staff to delegate and empower and try to inspire to do their best work every day. And in the leadership retreats, we talk about that. We talk about empowerment and delegation and motivation and teamwork. It's impossible, frankly, for me to do all of the work myself, and it's important to delegate others. But what happens when those others get overwhelmed due to the hectic demands of their work schedule? I mentioned we're opening up a second wine shop in Mexico. So things get busy. There's a lot to do. There's a lot of people to talk to and communicate. And I was asked recently, how do you cope with it all? How do you manage your schedule? How do you make sure nothing slips through the cracks and that you get everything done? How do you manage the stress? So today I want to share a couple of tips with you. The first thing is, don't take yourself so seriously. We are not operating on people. Lives are not at stake. If I do miss something and I forget to contact somebody or set something in motion, chances are it'll be okay. We'll be able to recover. Now, that's not acceptable. I certainly don't strive to do that, and I do my utmost to make sure I deliver on every commitment and every promise on time. But don't take yourself so seriously. Just that one tip removes a lot of stress. The second tip is to share the stress, and by that I mean talk to people. Tell people what you've got going on. You'd be amazed how many people say, "Hey, can I help with that? Hey, why don't I take care of that for you?" I'm not talking about abandoning your responsibilities or pushing them off on other people. Just by sharing the stress, though, you find out that sometimes you don't need to do all the things that you think you need to do. Others are capable and even willing. They want to do other things and help. So let them. Just by talking about it, sometimes you feel better as well. So that's tip number two. Tip number three is something I've talked about before. I like to refer to it in an acronym, RFN. It means right effing now. So when things come up, action them. If you get an email with a question, answer it. If you have to make a phone call, make it. In an email, send it. Now, I know you can't do that all the time, but attempt to do things now. Don't put it off. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. When things come up, deal with them. That is something that I'm very serious about and something that I certainly practice and preach. So I would say that that's tip number three. There's other things as well. I would say tip number four is to take it one step at a time. Sometimes when you look at all the things you have to do, it's easy to get overwhelmed. And sometimes when you get overwhelmed, you can't do anything at all. There's really no point in trying to ride that wave until you're upon it. So relax. Think about the step immediately in front of you. You know, I was sharing that with my manager at the wine shop the other day, and I talked to her about snowboarding. You know what I love about snowboarding? Is you can't really think too far ahead. You've got a turn coming up, you've got to take that turn, and then the next, and then the next. There's somebody in front. Go around them. Then think of the next step after that. I think business is like that sometimes as well, and so is my life. Just take it one step at a time. Take the step, cross it off your list, go to the next thing, cross it off your list. That way, you don't get overwhelmed, and you don't jumble things all together. And I think that when you do that, things become quite manageable. Certainly, I don't expect everybody to have the same capacity that I do to get a lot done or to do things as quickly. However, this is my life and I love it. I love to work. I love to play. And I'm living with purpose. I wanted to just share those tips with you as they're fresh on my mind, as somebody was recently asking me for some advice on how to manage their own workload. And I hope it was helpful. Again, this is Adam Greenberg with Leaders to Give and Leaders to Inspire. For more tips and to sign up for our leadership retreats, visit our website at www.leaderstoinspire.com. We'll speak with you soon. Have a great night.